multifamily mindset.
Podcast.
Think bigger.
Welcome to this episode of the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. My name is Jackson Campbell, and I am super grateful to be joined here today with one of the original students from the first year of the Multifamily Mindset, also one of the original podcast guests to the Multifamily Mindset Podcast back when it was the Growth Cast. We had Eric on, and we interviewed him with Tyler Devereaux, but I'm very excited and very excited to get into this conversation and talk to Eric Chatterton about what he's been up for the past 2 years. Eric, how are you, my man?
Man, I am on cloud nine. Life is good. Can't complain. We're moving and grooving and happy to be here with you, man.
Dude, super stoked to have you on. And again, we had you on about 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago, right after I finished my first calendar year with the multifamily business.
Okay, dude. So in that first year, when we had you on for that first episode, if I remember right, you had two deals done. You had two deals closed at that time.
Two deals. Yep.
Okay. Awesome. We're going to jump into what you've accomplished since then. Don't say it. What you've accomplished since then and how you've been able to do it and how you've been able to overcome your challenges. But before we do that, just want to remind all the listeners to make sure you subscribe, follow, like, share the podcast. Definitely give Eric a follow. Eric's on social media. All his stuff will be in the bio below, wherever it is that you're listening. So please give Eric a follow. Follow what he's doing. The multifamily content that he's putting out is top notch. It's very good stuff. So you're going to want to give Eric a follow. We've got Peak Partnership coming up. Eric, I believe you'll be at Peak Partnership as well. You'll definitely want to go to Peak Partnership. If you haven't got your tickets, the link will be in the bio to purchase those tickets as well. I think that's it. Oh, one other announcement. Definitely Tyler's new podcast, The Only Outcome Podcast. We definitely want to plug that here and remind y'all to go listen to Tyler's new personal podcast, The Only Outcome Podcast. It's amazing. He had Mikey Taylor on yesterday. I'm not sure when this episode will drop, but recently he had Mikey Taylor on, an incredible episode, an incredible investor, incredibly creative, so much to learn from those interviews. So do jump on to wherever it is that you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the Only Outcome Podcast with Tyler Devereaux. It's a great thing. But Eric, let's dive into you, man. I'm excited about this. So 2 years ago, we had you on, one of our very first guests, and you had two deals done. Eric, give us an update where you're at today, doors acquired, deals done, partnership. Dude, just give us a quick rundown of how Gibby's Capital Investments is going and how Eric Chatterton is doing, what you've been up to the past 2 years.
Oh, man, it has been the most wild ride. Like, it is, I don't even know where to start. Like, my life is the version of me that you're seeing right now is a completely different version from even 2 years ago when you spoke to me last on the show. And then even a year before that, even, you know, bigger difference from the year before that, before I jumped into multifamily at all. But yeah, I mean, 2 years ago I came on, we had two acquisitions at that time, a 224 unit and 144. So 368 units, $37 million of assets. And then now you fast forward, we are about to close in actually like 2 weeks on our 12th property. So there's, you know, that'll be 10 deals since that last time I spoke with you. That'll put us just over 2,000 doors and about $260 million of assets acquired. And so it has been a wild ride, to say the least.
That's incredible, man. It's crazy to see like what you were able to accomplish in your first year to now what you've been able to accomplish over the next two following years. It's like doubled and then tripled even what you did in the beginning. Eric, how'd you get started in the multifamily mindset? How did you get started within this community? When did you jump in? I know you were one of the first ones. Just for those that haven't heard your first episode, give us a little backstory there, dude. How'd you join the multifamily mindset? When that happened? What was that experience like?
Yeah. So for me, I mean, it stems back a long time. Like, I grew up around this business. Both in my parents owned single family homes, a couple small multifamily buildings as well. But what inspired it was a few things. One, you know, I kind of, you know, like I said, I grew up around the business, but my parents themselves, we're from a small town. And so they were self-managing all their properties. And, you know, for me, it was like every day I wake up and they're going to the apartments from 6 to 9 a.m. Then they're going from 9 till 5 at their 9 to 5 jobs, then back to the apartments like every day till 8 or 9 again. And so it's like my parents are in their 60s, and to see them working that hard, I mean, one, it was a great example of like work ethic, right? But there's also the other side of it where it's like, man, I feel like my parents deserve to take a break, relax, breathe, enjoy life at that age. And they just didn't have the opportunity. You know, they didn't hear of a model like this that Tyler taught me. And so I just, when Tyler popped up on my social media, I just saw it as an opportunity. I was like, man, here's a chance that I can, a chance for me to like go pursue something that, you know, I can pursue like the life that I want, live the life that I want to on my terms for the people that I love, including my parents, and share this with them. And that was a huge driving force for me to jump into this, was to show my parents there's a better way.
Amazing.
Yeah. And like, you know, it's funny, my, you know, there's always haters in life, right? There's always naysayers. Sure. Everyone's got them. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, I feel like the more you start rising, the more people are like reaching for your ankles, trying to drag you back down. And, you know, in this situation, before I jumped in with the multifamily mindset and, you know, went forwards with the mentorship and all that, I knew I needed help. But, you know, my parents, my dad specifically, was pretty unhappy that I was, you know, making the move to go pay for my education and, you know, get help and learn the business. He told me, he's like, man, I can teach you everything you need to know about it.
Right.
And I had to have a pretty blunt conversation with him. I'm like, Dad, no, like, no shade your way. You've seen a ton of success, but I don't want to do it like you. I want to do it like Tyler Devereaux.
Yeah.
You know, I want to do it like these guys that, you know, they buy big apartments, you know, 100 plus unit buildings, big enough to justify, you know, paying a third party property management company so I don't have to go to the properties every day myself. And that was a big driving force. And you couple that with the fact that I come from the direct sales space. I was running a solar company and I was just burned out. You know, I did that for 12 years and was just ready for something new, something to spark me again, something to get me out of bed, just fire me up. And I didn't have that for several years. And so when this popped up and the excitement that I had towards it, the draw that I had towards the business was just, I hadn't felt it in a very, very long time. And that's when I realized like, this is a clear sign. My energy and focus needs to be over here.
Yeah.
Multifamily. Yeah,
totally.
That's when I jumped in.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And I want to just highlight one thing and maybe ask you a question there, Eric. I think a lot of entrepreneurs are going through something similar to what you were going through at that point, right? You want to look for something better. You wanted to help your parents. They've been working their ass off for a very long time. I wrote down a note here. You wanted to help them take a break. You know what I mean? That just like, it's such a good visual and such good words to use. Like, I just wanted them to be able to take a break. I didn't want to finish what it is they were doing, but I just wanted them to breathe and be able to live life a little bit better. Right. That's amazing. That's a great motivator as you're going. And I think a lot of people feel that way when they're talking with, you know, when they're talking about growing and in entrepreneurship and in business. You said when you went to the when you saw Tyler's ad and you knew that multifamily was the way, you had a feeling. You had a feeling that that was the way and that's what you needed to pursue. Eric, you were in the direct sales space doing solar. There's a lot of opportunities you could have taken there, right? You could have taken sales and the direct sales space to down any avenue that you wanted to and those skill sets there. How did you know that multifamily was? Just for those that are listening to identify that for themselves, right? Everybody's got stuff going on and so many different things going on as entrepreneurs. How did you know that multifamily was the one for you? Like, what was that like confirmation that that's why you should do it?
Yeah. I mean, one, you always hear the statistic, like 90% of the world's millionaires are created through real estate. And, you know, I had heard of all these other, you know, programs and, you know, things across the country for like wholesaling or fix and flips or, you know, all this single family stuff. And I was always tempted about it. Like, I always was, you know, pretty intrigued. And it was in 2017, actually, is when I actually moved forwards with my first multifamily program. This is 3 years before Tyler popped up.
Okay.
And, you know, it's crazy is I actually bought the program and I did absolutely nothing with it. And there was just like, there was no fulfillment. There was no accountability. I felt like I was on my own. And you know what? And then I was just like, next thing you know, I just never thought about it again. It just kind of dwindled away. And then next thing you know, I'm back to my normal life. And so I spent this money because there was no follow through. And as much as I wanted it, I felt like there wasn't a, you know, a step-by-step program and path for me to walk down. And then like when I saw Tyler, like the way that he carried himself and presented himself, I just could tell he was different.
Sure.
I just knew. And I was like, you know what? That's enough for me to go to the meeting, right? And I was like, boom, went to the first event. I was just hooked. I was hooked. And I even brought one of my good friends, one of my best friends with me to the event. And I just remember, like, I'm dialed in. We're talking about, oh, acquisition fees. We're talking about big properties. I'm like, this is insane. Like, this is, I'm taking notes. Like, oh yeah, this is great. 5%. Oh yeah, great. And I look over at my buddy and he's literally scrolling on his social media the whole time, like not even focused. And I just was, it fired me up in the wrong way towards him. I was like, dude, you're not taking this serious. I don't want you as my partner. Sure. So I leaned forwards to him and I was like, hey, I'm going to this 3-day event. I can't wait for it. If I see you there, I see you there. If I don't, no stress on me. Like I'm going to go pursue this no matter what.
Yeah.
And I did. I had a lot of clarity, and that was really cool.
That's amazing. And it's interesting how our close friends can give us that clarity in an interesting way, in almost the wrong way, right? Where it's like, oh, that could be me, right? You're sitting in that meeting with your close friend. That could have very easily been you scrolling and him paying attention, right? Mm-hmm. So it's these moments in life, dude, that you recognize that are impactful and that shape the way that you move forward, dude. That's awesome. That's awesome. What was it in that meeting? Was there something specifically in that meeting that like was like, okay, this is it. This is it. Multifamily. I know you said like the way that they broke it down at that first meeting and it just was made super clear to you. Was there anything else?
Yeah. I mean, when I went to the 3-day, I mean, it was Tyler, like seriously. And just to speak volumes on Tyler really quick without like, I'm not trying to build him up too much, sure. But he is literally built, like changed my life single-handedly. For real, like this guy, he went from he taught my 3-day class. So he went from being my educator to my coach and mentor to my business partner on 4 deals to my friend. And then a year and a half ago, he was the officiant of my wedding. And it's like, you know, of course he's not going to go be the officiant of everyone's wedding, sure. But we had built a relationship for a couple years at this point, and he didn't know me from Adam 3 years ago. He didn't have to be the officiant of my wedding, but I just think it speaks volumes to the type of man that he is, just continuing to try to add value to the people's lives that, you know, that want to do the business with him and help him and add value back to him. And it's just crazy, I think. But I just knew like the feel of the whole team at that event. They made it very realistic. They made it doable. They helped me realize like, yes, this is going to be hard, probably going to be one of the hardest things you'll ever do. But if you have the tenacity, the grit, and a strong why, like you can push through this stuff and go see success. And
it's amazing, dude. It's amazing. It's amazing what belief can do there. Cause dude, I agree with you wholeheartedly about what you said about Tyler and what you said about the team there, dude, because not only have I experienced that in my life with Tyler and the team, but it's happened time and time again, dude. And I think it speaks volumes about the intention behind Tyler and the entire team. Like their intentions is honest to help people and to add value. And it's through that honesty and through that authenticity, dude, that you were able to feel that. That you were able to feel that at that 3-day workshop and be able to take action. So no, dude, huge shout out to Tyler and the team, man. They create a belief within others that sometimes never even existed before. And it's because that they believe in people, they believe in themselves, and they believe in multifamily and what multifamily can do for you. So it's incredible. Thank you for sharing that, Eric. I appreciate that. So since the last time we spoke, you've done 10 deals, man. The first year in the business, you were able to get 2 acquisitions under your belt. But then in the next following 2 years, you've been able to do 10 more deals. Bro, what's been the biggest difference in scaling from that first year into the next 2 years where you've done 10 deals?
Man, I would say a combination of a lot of factors, but like number one is people. You know, we had momentum from that first year. We had the momentum. Our confidence increased, no question about it. We had more relationships. We were smarter. We were stronger than ever before. But still, I think it comes back down to people. Like there was more people coming through the program, more people to partner up with, more, you know, coaches and mentors to bounce ideas off of, more, you know. But really for me, my inner circle, my immediate circle is what changed the game completely. My business partners in this business are my in-laws, my wife's mom and dad, Brett and Megan Davenport. And, you know, this business is not easy, you know, by any means, but it is very fruitful, very rewarding for the people that take the time to go learn it. And, you know, there's so many moving parts with the business, and there is no way in heck at all, Jackson, that I would be where I am today without Brett and Megan at all. And it's because, you know, if I didn't have them, could I be where I am today? No, no way in heck. Right. Could I have done deals? Potentially, but there's just, to become an expert of all the roles in this business is a very, very challenging thing. And the reason why we've been able to go do an additional 10 is because Brett and Megan honed in and focused in on becoming experts of their roles. I've focused in and honed in on becoming an expert of my role. And together we make a very strong unit together. And we're like three legs of a tripod, and we are better together, and together we win. And it's been super fun building with people that I know, trust, and love.
Man, that's incredible. And I think that's so important for the new people that are listening to know and to understand that the people that you bring on to do work with you and the people that you do business with can make you or break you at the end of the day, right? They can help you get to where it is that you need to be, or they can be that ultimate thing that holds you back and really is the thing that stops you from getting where it is that you're supposed to be and where you want to be. Eric, was it difficult picking your in-laws as parents? Like what sparked that? Because I know that like that could probably be a difficult thing for some people. You know, what was it that made you want to do it with your wife's parents?
Well, I didn't pick them, actually.
Okay.
They picked themselves, and it's, yeah, we're just frying a turkey. And I was just super hyped up, very excited about what the business I was pursuing. And, you know, I'd just gotten done with one of my events and learning all about multifamily, and I was just fired up and I was telling them about it. And by the end of it, Brett told me that he thought he should be my partner. Mm-hmm. And at the time, this was my girlfriend's dad. And I thought that was an awful idea at first. Well, just sure. Because one, I didn't know any credentials he might have had or track record. And two, I mean, you have to understand, this is a new business for me. My first priority and top priority is my relationship with his daughter. We were not engaged yet. We were not married yet. All of that came down the road because of multifamily, by the way. But, you know, we decided to test the waters a little bit and see how we worked together. And we worked amazing together. And so it was a pretty easy decision to, you know, move forwards and you know, partner up with Brett. And then Megan, man, she's just a rock star across, you know, every level. And she brings a whole nother skill set. She's like the real glue that holds our team together. But man, it's been fun. Yeah,
she's incredible. Her and Brett are incredible. I just had them on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. For those that are listening that didn't get the opportunity to hear from Brett and Megan, definitely go back a couple of weeks and listen to their episode. Incredible individuals, and you'll want to get to know them as well. Eric, you said that you were dating. I wanted just to highlight this. I know we talked about this in the first episode, but I wanted to highlight this truly because through the power of a motivating why and through the power of multifamily and what multifamily can provide, it can help you a ton accomplish your why and help you get to the things that it is that you're trying to do. You mentioned you were dating Savannah when you started doing multifamily, and that through multifamily is how you were able to get engaged and eventually get married to mm-hmm. Savannah. If you don't mind, bro, give us the rundown there. Why, how did multifamily help you progress in your relationship with your wife?
Oh man. Well, first off, it was scary, right? I had to make the decision to pursue education prior to getting her a ring. So that was a scary decision. But
he's kind of beating around the bush. For those of you that don't understand what he's saying, he had to spend a bunch of money that he probably could have spent on a ring to pay for education. Go ahead.
That is exactly what I was saying. And so it is, you know, it was tough, but you know, I made that decision. I saw a very clear path that I just had to go walk down. And, you know, I always tell people, and someone once told me, the only time you'll lose in this business is if you quit. And if you just have enough grit to keep going, the hardest time will be from when you jump in, when you don't know anything, until you go get the first deal. And if you can be strong enough to go from that point to there, then the rest is history. So I was like, all right, well, I'm strong. You know, I think I'm pretty strong at least. and I even got challenged, but yeah. I jumped in. I remember going home and having a conversation with Savannah and just saying, hey, listen, I, you know, I'm about to do something that is crazy and just spend a bunch of money on education. And I know how that might make you feel. You know, we've been talking about taking the next step in our relationship, but I'm telling you, if you can just back me here, if you can just support me and get behind my vision with what this could be, then I promise you, if you just give me some love here and back me up on it, then I will give you, just give me a couple years, 2 to 4 years, and I will give you the life that you only dreamed of. I just need to know that you're all in with me on it. And she just was like, anything you've done, you've always done great at. So if you're going to do this, then just go big. And I was like, yes. All right, there we go. Dude,
it's amazing. So many lessons and takeaways from that and that relationship and that encounter that you had with Savannah. Dude, thank you for sharing. So you had that conversation with her.
Yeah.
You told her 2 to 4 years. Maybe I'll get this worked out. I really believe in myself. Get this worked out in the next 2 to 4 years. What happened from there?
Yeah. So I actually jumped in the program, learned the ins and outs, started getting confident. 7 months later, closed on the first deal. That was a milestone, you know, paid off all my credit card debt that I had. And then with the remaining amount, bought Savannah a huge ring and, you know, wanted to make sure she felt that that was one of my first priorities, first, you know, things I did with those earnings. That's what I did, you know, paid off debt, bought her a ring, and then I was engaged. And I was fired up. Yeah. You know,
and you were able to do that through one multifamily deal in 7 months when you told her, give me a couple of years, we'll get there.
Yep. Yep. I don't know if we're supposed to talk numbers, but I got a six.
You can share if you want to, for sure, but I'll just put it this way.
My first acquisition fee, I got a six figure acquisition fee, my portion of it. And, you know, I paid off a bunch of debt, bought her a ring, and that's where all of it went to. And
dude, I appreciate you sharing that six figure number, dude, because I think that's the power of multifamily. You get one deal, it really can turn your life, right? Part of the interview here, you said after that first deal, it gave us a ton of momentum to keep going into that second deal and into that third deal and into that fourth deal. And you just very perfectly articulated and highlighted how if you can get through that first stage from no deal to one deal, mm-hmm. the lessons that you learn there and the momentum that you can take, that's why people call it the power of the first deal, the law of the first deal. Is because you get that first deal done and that momentum goes to roll over into these life-changing events. Being able to pay off your debt and be able to buy a ring to propose to the love of your life isn't a small thing, man. Isn't a small thing, Eric. And I know that you and I had talked, we've talked about this multiple times, that debt figure wasn't small. It wasn't small. It was a burden for you. It was a massive burden for you and a massive motivator for you to be able to do the things that you needed to do to get where you needed to get in order to take care of Savannah the way you wanted to take care of her. So Eric, I so appreciate you opening up and talking about that, because that's really the power of multifamily. You do one deal and it can change your life and set your life off in a totally different direction in every aspect, right? It helped you financially, but I can only imagine what that did for your relationship with you and Savannah, where you were able to learn the necessary skills to be able to go fulfill on the promise that you made to her 7 months ago, even in a quicker time that you promised her that you would take care of it. It's incredible, man. And I think it says a lot about you too, Eric, and your drive and your tenacity and what it is that you're willing to do to get what it is that you want, dude. So no, I appreciate you. I appreciate you breaking that down. Eric, there's a lot of people that jump into our program, pay a lot of money, jump into our community and start getting going. Some of them fizzle out. Some of them keep going. What would you say to those that are in their first year getting going and they haven't quite got to that first deal yet, that span from no deal to one deal? What advice would you give those people? And not even what advice would you give those people, but what perspective would you give them? What type of help would you give those people that might be on the fizzling outside?
Yeah. You know, I would say that, like, the feeling that it happened to me several times. There was 2, 3, maybe 4 times in that first 7 months. And I've never quit a thing in my life, ever. I come from a very competitive background. I always see things through. And for me to even have those thoughts was super scary for me. It would, like, made me question a lot about myself mm-hmm. and my abilities. And, you know, but, you know, I think that the people that are feeling that, you know, when you have clarity on what you want to do in life, when you have clarity and recognize and you start realizing what's possible and you believe what's possible, like, I think it comes from an internal belief. Like, when you know what's attainable, like right in front of you, like when you have that clarity, it's very easy to push through with it. And so I think what people are just lacking in those moments is a lack of clarity on what they believe is possible. And so what you need to do is like re-spark it. And so any time that I felt myself like withering away and, you know, going into a corner or something or starting to get distracted from the business, that's when I doubled down. That's when I forced myself to get back into the network. I'd jump on our private network Facebook page and I'd go make a post and I'd just tell people how I was feeling, or I'd jump into the network and I'd reach out to someone I don't know, somebody pretty active, and I'd, you know, see if they'd be willing to jump on a Zoom call and just pick their brain, see what's working for them, or see how I could add value. But what it came down to is my involvement in the community. Mm-hmm. And the more that I put myself and forced myself to be involved in the community, whether I wanted to or not, that's what kept me going, you know. But if I just let myself sulk in my own feelings, oh, I can't do a deal, like I would never have done a deal. And so I had to correct myself and check myself and really make sure I like enforce myself to get back into that mindset that, hey, I believe I can do this. Hey, there are people doing this left and right. And, you know, there's a benefit now more than ever. There's more people doing deals in our program than ever before. There's a lot of momentum. And so now it's like you're seeing a post, oh, close deal, close deal, close deal. It wasn't quite like that back then. There was still momentum for sure, but there's so many people to learn from and pick their brain, people that want to help you and see you succeed as well. That was super refreshing for me.
Dude, that's so good. That's so good, Eric. Gosh, what I just learned from that, dude, and what you just said was the minute you start to teeter, the minute you start to lose that belief in yourself, go serve. Go jump on the Facebook page, see how you can add value, and go lose yourself, dude. It's one of my favorite principles that I've learned from Tyler, is the minute you're feeling stressed, the minute you're worried about your own thing, you're losing the momentum and I can't do this and the world starts to crumble, the very first thing you should do is go serve somebody. Put your petty needs aside, put everything, and petty needs is almost like, it's almost kind of a rude thing to say about people's needs, right? Because people have needs, people have things that they need to take care of, but put those things on the side just for a minute and go serve, right? Go jump on the Facebook page, see how you can add value. Go put yourself in these new situations where you're learning from others who are closing deals. Grab the momentum from them. Put yourself in those situations to add value to others. And before you know it, you'll be back on track. Before you know it, you'll be back and you'll have that belief and those things will spark like Eric is talking about that will keep you going and your belief will be back and you'll be back on track. So good, Eric. I appreciate you sharing that, man.
Yeah, I wanted to touch on that real quick. It's like, I'm so grateful. The amount of support and the amount of people that helped me, I got a ton of help when I first started. And I remember that. And so now, like, I get other people in the program reach out to me all the time or, you know, book a meeting on my calendar or something like that. And I just try to be even a fraction of that same help that I got, because I know if I can like re-spark somebody's, you know, fire just a little bit, then, and I've seen it happen. I've seen people go and do deals and, you know, people say, thank you so much. Like, oh, I needed this. And when you hear that, that's what brings me like fulfillment. Like knowing that you had some sort of impact, man, that's fulfilling for me.
That's incredible. And it's, man, and it's through that impact that you're able to make those connections and do the things that it is that you want to do and even acquire more and accomplish more. Eric, I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you and your time and you jumping on here, sharing a little bit of your story and what it is that you've done to be able to go from 2 deals to 12 deals now in just under 3 years, man. It's super impressive. You and your team are top notch for sure. Eric, is there anything else you want to add here on the podcast, man? I kind of want to just open up the floor to you, to new investors, to seasoned investors. Is there anything else you want to add or anything else you want to share?
You know, I could share for days, but you know, I think I always want to share because of, like, I'm very passionate about this business. You know, if you knew the full story inside and out, like where I was about 3 years ago versus now, it is a night and day difference. And like, I'm extremely passionate about it. So I could share for days and days and days. Like, I love just, like I said, having any sort of impact at all. But just remember, like, it's a team sport. You know, it is a team sport. And if you're feeling alone out there, then that's when you need to, like I said earlier, double down, go make new connections, go serve someone else, go network with other people, figure out what's working for the people that are actually doing deals, and then just go do what they're doing. You know, no need to reinvent the wheel. There is enough good to go around. And the best part about this business and this industry, especially within our network, is the fact that everybody is an open book. You know, you're not going to see people that like won't tell you how they're raising capital or won't tell you how they're underwriting deals. You just won't find it. At least in our program, you won't. Like, everyone is very giving. Everyone is very, you know, if you seek the help and if you have that desire, that burning desire to go do deals, and people can feel that, like you have passion for it, people will share it with you 100% of the time. You just have to ask for the help. You know, absolutely, nobody will know that you need help unless you ask. And, you know, I'm a big believer, like, you can ask for help, but then go find a way to add value back to that person, mm-hmm, and, you know, bring it back full circle. And that's how you go make partnerships. That's how you go get deals done.
Dude, you are a perfect and shining example of that, Eric. Like, what I just heard from you is the law of abundance, right? Share, give, it's always going to come back to you, dude. And you are such a good example of that, man. This episode, sharing everything that you've shared on this episode and all the wise advice and wise perspective that you gave is doing just that. It's doing just that. It's adding value and it's sharing and it's abundant. Eric, I'm very grateful for you, man. Very grateful for the value that you've added to the Multifamily Mindset community and the value that you've added to my life. It's been awesome to gain such a great friend and a brother through this community and through these companies, dude. So I appreciate you. Very grateful for you. I love you, my man. Thank you for jumping on. And for those of you that are listening, follow Eric for real. Jump on his bio. Everything will be in the bio below. So definitely jump on and give him a follow. Stay close to what he is doing, because he's a motivator. He's an innovator. And just the things that Eric's going to do in the multifamily space, I know will continue to be big and continue to grow and continue to do awesome, amazing things and continue to make an impact. So Eric, super grateful for you, my man. Thank you for jumping on. For those of you that are listening, thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate you. We love you. Have a great rest of your day. Take care, y'all.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think bigger.